makeup, I may have asked you, have you ever used the word clabber?
That's sweet milk when it clabbers. It has to do that before you can churn it to make butter.
And what, just particles come up to the top?
Well, now, if you let it set still, we always call it putting up a churning. And it's just smooth, as smooth as it can be, the whole thing. It don't come in bubbles or nothing. It's just smooth, just like it's poured in there, and it just set that way. But after, you know, after you shake it, it gets that way in chunks.
And say you milk the cow, and, you know, the milk is fresh, and you want to make buttermilk out of it. Now, what do you do to it first? Just let it sit?
No, you have to churn it.
Immediately?
No, you have to let it get thick, what we call it thick. That's what I was telling you about the clabbered milk, you know. It's just smoothly thick, and the cream raises on the top of it.
Does it take long for it to get thick?
No, it doesn't.
And it just does that while
you go up and down on it? Yeah. No, it don't do that while you go up and down on it. You have to let it get plumb thick before it's to churn. And then it don't take long to get the butter off of it whenever it churns.
I see. What do you call something bacon, a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Family pie.
Are there any other terms you've heard for that?
Yeah, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay. Someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
Well, when I was a child, I was studying about that the other day, what people call that, but I believe they called it dip, but we don't have such as that now.
Well, would it be a special type pie?
Or just any kind of a pie, and they'd take and put cream or sweet milk in a pitcher and put sugar in it, not too much sugar. Stir it up, and then you just put it over, pour it over the pie. But now that was not a small child.
Boy, I bet that was good.
Yeah, we thought it was good.
Food taken between regular meals, what would you call that?
Between what?
Between regular meals.
Snack.
And when you get up, and there's usually something you do, or at lunch, what do most people do? They
eat.
And you'd say, yesterday I
ate.
And many times I have
eaten.
What do people drink after breakfast, or drink for breakfast?
For breakfast, coffee.
And could you tell me the way that you usually prepare it?
Well, if you boil it in a percolator, why, you just put the coffee up in the top of that, and it perks and goes down through the coffee. But if you've just got a coffee pot, you just put it down in the water, you know, and boil it that way.
Do many people do it that way?
Not too many now. Everybody's got too lazy to. They have instant coffee.
But, I mean, if the coffee is good when you do it that way, where you just...
It's good. It's really good, but as I said, everybody's up to trifling to fix it. It's easier made just with hot water. And
if a child of yours woke up in the middle of the night and was thirsty, he might ask you for
a drink of water.
Or a, speaking of the container,
glass.
So he'd ask you for a
glass of milk or water.
Or a, okay, so a glass of, I was thinking of using the word water.
Liquid.
So he would ask for a of water.
A drink.
Or using that same word we used before. That you can see through, he'd ask for a
glass.
Now, if